Okay, Asher, you ready to read another book? Okay, today we're going to read Whose Garden Is It? By Mary Ann Hoberman. Whose garden is it? Mrs. McGee went out.
Everybody's.
Everybody's? Let's find out. Mrs. McGee went out walking one day. And as she was cheerfully wending her way, she passed by a garden with colors so bright. She never had seen such a beautiful sight. How splendid, how pleasant, how simply exquisite. This garden is perfect, but whose garden is it? The gardener answered, "It's clear as can be. This garden you see belongs only to me. I am the owner, and everyone knows it. I am the person who plants it and grows it. See how I keep it in first-rate condition? No one can come here without my permission." The gardener bowed and allowed her to pass, then went back to weeding and seeding the grass. He grumbled to see that some lettuce was gone and stamped on some strange, bumpy lumps in the lawn. What's that? He grumbled to see that some lettuce was gone. Then Mrs. McGee heard a sharp little squeak. Up popped a rabbit who started to speak. "He says it is his, but I cannot agree. If no one can come here, then what about me? I've lived my whole life here, just see how I dine. He grows me my dinner. He grows me my dinner. This garden is mine." "Not so," sniffed the woodchuck from under a wall. "You eat just a little, but I eat it all. I gobble each bud and each leaf and each vine. I eat the whole garden. This garden is mine." "It's mine," the bird twittered from high in a tree. "The worms in the garden were put there for me." "Not so," sighed the worm. "Why, I make the soil fine, and that's why I'm put here. This garden is mine."
Is it tummy buddy?
Yeah, I think it maybe is. Let's find out. "It's mine," the wasp grumbled. "I've built a fine nest here." "It's mine," buzzed the honeybee. "You're just a pest here. There he is on top of the little flower.
And that's his name.
A wasp.
Which is a wasp for?
Well, honeybee thinks wasp is a pest. "I pollinate flowers, it's easy to see. This garden would not even be without me." "Or me," bragged the butterfly, "begging your pardon. I, too, spread pollen all over this garden." "It's mine," squeaked the squash bug. "No, mine," whined the flea. "No, mine," snapped the beetle. "It's planted for me." "Not so," the snake hissed from down under a pine. "I feast on you fellows. This garden is mine." "It's mine," groaned the mole. "It is full of my furrows." "It's mine," squeaked the vole. "See my bumps and my burrows." The toads and the turtles, the squirrels and hares, the chipmunks and crickets all claimed it was theirs.
Is this a mama rabbit?
It's a ballerina rabbit. Then Mrs. McGee heard a hum in the air. Who was that calling? What did she hear? "It is mine," a plant rustled. "I blossom in season. If this is a garden, then I am the reason." "No, mine," a weed whistled, a wave in the breeze. "You have to be planted, I grow."
Because the faces.
The faces on the plants. There's a face on the flower and a face on the weed. "You have to be planted, I grow where I please." "It's mine," breathed the soil. "That is perfectly clear. Nothing could grow here if I were not here."
Soil.
The soil's in the dirt. That's the soil right there. "It's mine," barked the tree, "for I shelter and shade you, and as my leaves fall year by year, I have made you." "Oh, it is mine," smiled the sun, shining down on the tree. "I bring heat, I bring light, nothing lives without me." "Nothing lives without me, that is perfectly plain. My showers bring flowers, it's mine," cried the rain. Then Mrs. McGee heard a faint little sound. Something was murmuring under the ground. Something that seemed as if she were quite near it. Holding her breath, she bent over to hear it. "It's mine," the seed whispered. "Although I am small, I'm the beginning, the start of it all. The others may help me, but all of them know, without me to grow from, no garden would grow." The sun was now setting, the garden growing late. The gardener called as she walked out the gate. Now, wasn't my garden a fine place to visit? But still she kept wondering. Are you still wondering? Mm-hmm. Pondering? Wondering? Mm-hmm. Whose garden is it?
Everybody's.
Everybody's. I think it is everybody's.
Can everybody share it?
I think everybody can share it. That sounds like a good solution to the problem.
And I said this crown.
Which crown?
This is this crown for.
Oh, that's the end of her umbrella, actually. But it does look like a crown. What a nice story. Thank you, Esher, for reading with me.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm. Can you say goodbye, everybody?
Goodbye, Papa.
Can you say goodbye, everybody? Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.